Today's world is moving fast. It can be hard to find time for your hobbies and crafts, but local craft clubs are providing space to hang out, create, and build a community. In Milwaukee, spaces in the city are hosting crafters and taking advantage of the social nature of the crafting circle. WUWM's Eric Vonfellow, Maria Peralta Ariano visited a couple of the groups for a look at the fiber community of Milwaukee. Here's her story.
For one Thursday night a month, the Daily Bird in River West is open, packed, and busy. People stream into the coffee shop, taking their seats along the vibrant painted walls. But it's not a regular night of operations for the Daily Bird. This is the night the coffee shop welcomes dozens of crafters for Yak and Yarn MKE, a crafting club. The club is focused on creating a space that is accessible but also a stress-free way to meet people in a world that is fast-paced and where they can express themselves creatively. Many of the crafters bring knitting and crochet projects, but spinners, weavers, sewists, cross-stitchers, and occasionally a Lego builder are also in attendance. The group was formed by siblings Alexis Burry and Emily Norlander Burry. Emily says that groups like this make meeting people in social spaces more comfortable.
Having something to do with your hands, like, really takes the pressure off, like, a conversation, especially with strangers. Like, you don't feel like you're being rude, everyone's doing the same thing. Or especially if you're someone who, like, struggles with eye contact. I'm not super awesome at eye contact all the times, and it's really nice to just look at my work and talk for, like, 3 minutes straight about something.
Sadie Youngers was beginning a new cross-stitch piece, and with only a few stitches made into the fabric, she joked it would take her 5 years to finish.
It's doing it that I enjoy. It's not a means to an end. You know, the actual action of stitching is meditative and enjoyable. You know, like, I'm not just waiting for it to be over, which seems to be what people perceive it as.
Gatherings like Yak and Yarn are also meant to be a learning space. Many of the people who come are open to helping beginners who may be starting a new craft or assisting others with techniques. The get-togethers also help foster an appreciation of the craft. That's according to Maddie Norlanderbury, Emily's wife, who also helps organize the events.
And I think it just kind of forces a thought process that is a little more mindful beyond the craft itself, which I think is really cool. And I also think there's a lot of ways that you can just make what you want. And you can kind of just do, like, chaos, whatever you want, and that's cool too. So I think it's really about finding what you like.
And for many, their love of the craft goes deeper than that. It was a way to spend time with family or learn skill from a friend. In a world quickly advancing in technology, many find a comfort in the ability to say they spent the time to make something handmade. I also visited the Cactus Club in Bayview on a recent evening, right before queer karaoke. The bar stools and seats were filled with members of the Tight Knit group. I talked to Carly Knight, a fiber artist based in Milwaukee who is busy cross-stitching.
It's the medium that I like working with the best. I know how to paint. I know how to do other stuff too, but it's like fibers just speaks to me in a way that other art forms don't because of the whole history of it and the tactile nature of it. And like with digital art, I mean, AI is coming now and it's taking over. So it's like, I feel like it's a way to connect with the humanity.
Diane Katsonis was sitting in a booth with some friends, some knitting, others drawing. She says she thinks the world needs more art without the need for perfection.
You, again, practice that deep focus instead of quick dopamine swiping and everything. And then you have something physical when you're done that, like, proves that you spent time on something. And, like, with AI and everything going on, it's like people are so into this, like, quick fix.
Judging from the conversations and admiration of others' projects, the fibers of community are stitched together at Milwaukee's several craft clubs. I'm Eric Vonfellow, Maria Peralta Ariano, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.